opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Well, it is Valentine's Day, so, you know, I'm just whispering sweet nothings into everybody's ear.
To our listeners, you stole our hearts, just like the Democrats stole the 2020 election.
Hey, guys, quit trying to take my sexy voice away from me.
Oh, man.
Boy. Hi there. No, getting back on track. Reminds me of Jim Carrey dressed up with that little swimsuit outfit going, Oh boy, it's Sunday, February 14th. My name is Mark Ken, and I am your host once again for Sovereign Mind Radio.
Good morning.
Yes, I'm here in the great state of Jefferson with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting and ball of endless energy. I gotta say that. Excuse me. An immovable object, an unstoppable force of nature, slayer of snowflakes. She has seen more BS in a Senate impeachment trial.
You've got it.
Now say
good
that four times fast.
Morning.
No.
Go,
and our newest
go,
member,
go.
The kid that rocks around the clock faster than a speeding internet connection, more powerful than a high-speed mod with a 10th degree in black belt and RAM, and Saturday Johnson.
Good morning.
There we go. And last but not least, the guardian of the magic button. The science, I'm running out of steam. The library of Bumper.
I just want you to hit one of these properly.
I'll slow down. The time bandit of breaks. The keyboard weaponry specialist. The producer extraordinaire, Travis!
That's what we're talking about.
Yay! The crowd went, yay!
Oh, they always go, yay. They love it.
He's the man.
With a master plan.
Hoota man. Hoota man. Sounds like Idaho. Never mind. Hoota ho? Never mind.
Yeah.
I just tell me everybody up there in Montana, I ask them, they say, hey, are you guys border Idaho? And they'd always go, Hoota ho?
Hoota
ho. We are brought to you by our great sponsors, hopefully still.
I don't know.
Luke Pearson Construction, Custom Homes and Excavating. You can call 530-605-9575. Licensed and bonded. And you can uncancel Mike Lindell or go to MyPillow.com and buy something.
And yes. And we have North State House Buyers. So we will buy houses in any condition, as is. If you need to get information about foreclosures, probates, any kind of real estate questions, you can always give us a call. They are changing laws about how things are being handled in good old California,
mm-hmm.
You know. So
is that North State or North State?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not sure. Are you having an issue over there?
No, not really. Not at all. Just trying to point things out and be correct grammatically.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It shows.
Yeah, step in your own
You know, it's like a wounded animal in here, you know. It's like you see any sign of weakness, you know, pile on.
Right. Anyway, give us a call at... Give Christy a call, 324-5175.
Okay, I'm going to the chat room now just because I can.
You're going where?
To the chat room. Chat. To the chat room. To chat, chat, chat room. No?
Chat, chat. Well, while you do that, I can do story time.
Okay, it's story time. It's story time with Dave.
It's story time with Dave. And I wanted to hit this point a little bit. Don't get depressed. Like, it's okay. But there was some stuff that happened over this weekend, and some of it good, some of it bad. But first off, I wanted to give a shout-out to the Anderson Police Department because they have some pretty awesome officers, and I personally was on the receiving end of that awesome side of officers. So over the weekend, there was an instance we ended up having an Australian Malamute pup that we picked up, only about 7 weeks old when we got him, and he's about 10 weeks as of yesterday. And as of yesterday, he started not being able to breathe. So he's turning blue, and I'm calling it. I'm heading to Red Bluff, and they tell me in Red Bluff, hey, you're not going to be able to be helped here. You got to turn around. Well, the dog's already been blue trying to breathe for, like, probably close to around 25 minutes.
Oh, man.
So I'm doing anywhere between 110 and 96 on the highway and get pulled over by the Anderson PD. And I saw him, he saw me, my radar detector went off, so I just went ahead and cruised on over and pulled into the side lane just before he even let me up, because I knew it was coming. You got me in 96, I'm dead to rights.
Yeah, nah.
And so I wait for him to walk up the window, and he's like, how you doing today? I'm like, not good, my puppy's dying, I'm trying to get him to the emergency room right now. And he goes, all right, I'll meet you there. And I just go, all right, better keep up. And so I took off, but he never ended up coming over there. And
did you get a ticket?
No.
Oh, that's cool.
No. Yeah. So it still shows that we have some good officers out there. And unfortunately, we had to put the puppy down, but apparently he had a birth defect. And just for that brief amount of period, for 4 hours of treatment, it was about $1,100, all said and done. And what's interesting is that same treatment, if it was a human, it's almost the same stuff. That same treatment, if it was a human, would be closer to $70,000 or $80,000 for that same treatment.
Wow.
And so when you look at when the government gets engaged in all of these things, I mean, $1,100, that's not that bad.
I'll tell you, there's a lot of people getting awful angry about the pharmaceutical stuff. You know, I listened to a clip this last week from a gal who, has to get insulin for her son every month or he's going to die. Mm-hmm. And it went from like $50 to $500 up.
Oh, yeah.
So, and this is all Joe Biden.
Well, you had President Trump that made it to where you can get the insulin prices lowered, and then Biden comes back in and he goes, oh, well, we're going to, by executive order, basically erase President Trump and everything he did without, irregardless of whatever he actually did within it. So the idea that he got insulin down to cheap, well, that doesn't matter to him. Heck with grandma. Heck with your kid that is type 3 diabetes and has to have his insulin.
It's criminal.
And the point to make on this is these people that are out there that want socialized medicine, what they don't understand is you're basically voting for the DMV to take control of the medical office. Now serving A53B, he looks a little blue. Now serving A53C, please step over the body. It's a trip hazard at this point, but it's a common one.
I think there's a spill on aisle 12. Just saying. I got to tell a quick story talking about speeding. I was speeding through Oregon one time. I had a big 454 station wagon LTD that would do 130 plus. And I was going as fast as I could, and with no other reason than I could, on my way to Portland to get there as quickly as possible. And I passed a cop. I was going so fast, and he was in the right lane, and I, whoa! And I saw him about the same time he saw me, and I just shut it down. I said, whoa, and I'm like 25, 22, something like that. I shut it down and blah, we go down to a slow. So I know, same thing. That's what maybe reminded me of the story. I know I'm done. it's not like I'm going to, argue the point. So we pull over. I don't even wait for the lights. I just pull over. He pulls up behind me and he goes, how fast were you going? And I go, I don't know. What did the radar say? Well, by the time I got it on you, it said about 76, and I said, that's exactly how fast I was going.
Well, it was funny, because in this case, I knew he was there. I saw my radar detector going off, and I could have slowed down, but that's just going to make me look guilty as sin. I'm doing it for a good reason.
Yeah, right? I mean, I was being a jerk. There's a big difference.
But at least the officer didn't give you a ticket, follow you, and realize that maybe you really did have an emergency. It didn't follow you and ticket you for 96.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
I guess Travis is saying we have to go to a break.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. He's can do what we want, but we'll go to a break. If you want to call in, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
I think it's crazy I'm the one who they labeled as controversial, and Cardi B is the role model for 12-year-old girls. There's rappers pushing Xanax at the top of the billboard, but if I mention race in a song, I'm scared I'll get killed for it. It's backwards, it's getting exponentially dumb. It's more difficult to get a job than purchase a gun. Eminem used to gay bash and murder his mom, and now he doesn't want fans if they voted for Trump. We're ashamed to be American. You should probably love it, cause you have the right to hate it and not get stoned to death in public. As children, we were taught how to walk and talk, but the system wants adults to sit down and shut up. Cancel culture runs the world now, the planet went crazy. Label everything we say as homophobic or racist. If you're white, then you're privileged, guilty by association. All our childhood heroes got Me Too'd or they're raping. They never freed the slaves. They realized that they don't need the chains. They gave us tiny screens. We think we free because we can't see the cage. They knew that race war would be the game they need to play. From people to big teams, they used the media to feed the flame. They saw fake woe. Facts don't care about feeling, they know, they won't tell me what to believe in. They show, they flow, say low, say so, say so, fake woe. Facts don't care.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Yeah, the more I listen to Rory Gallagher, the more I like him. Thanks, Jimmy. Wow. All right. So we got to do this. Let's start with this. We got a fast show as usual, but let's start with this one of Trump's attorneys. It's Michael Van der Veer. And this is when he's doing an interview after the sham trial, because it wasn't really a trial because of the oh, God. Anyway, talking about the evidence being tampered with and the reporter, the question, you know, that she asks is like, well, it doesn't really matter. It's a small matter, you know, basically tampering with evidence. Well, no, that's kind of a – no, it kind of shows you who you're dealing with, too. If the Congress will tamper with evidence to try to get a conviction on something that's untruthful – I don't care what side, you better be careful there, because if you can doctor evidence at anything, a trial, if you're on the right side, that's great. But what about when you're on the wrong side and you're the one getting steamrolled? So I'm going to go ahead and play this. I believe we're ready, right, Travis? Okay, here we go. This is Michael Van der Veer, the attorney for Trump's impeachment trial.
What happened at the Capitol on January 6th is absolutely horrific. But what happened at the Capitol during this trial was not too far away from that. The prosecutors in this case doctored evidence. They did not investigate this case, and when they had to come to the court of the Senate to put their case on, because they hadn't done any investigation, they doctored evidence. It was absolutely shocking, I think, when we discovered it and we were able to expose it and put it out. I think it turned a lot of senators. The American people should not be putting up with this. They need to look at who these House managers were and look to see whether these are the folks they want representing them. It was it was shocking to me. Wouldn't have believed it.
Let's follow up with a point that you're making right now about the House managers, as you say, doctoring evidence. And the argument
of yours. They didn't deny it. I put it in front of them three times.
To be clear for our viewers, what you're talking about now is a check mark that's a verification on Twitter that did not exist on that particular tweet. A 2020 that should have actually read 2021, and the selective editing, you say, of the tapes. Is that how?
Wait,
of what you're speaking?
Wait, that's not enough for you. That's not enough for you.
I'm not a juror in this trial. What I'm trying to be clear for our viewers is what you're referring to, because not everybody has been following.
It's not okay.
Respectfully. I have not said it is okay.
Ma'am, your question is
I want to be clear for our viewers.
Listen, what has
I want to be clear for our viewers about what exactly you're saying.
I got to stop it there just for a second, because she's used to answering leading questions, and this is an attorney who's used to, you know, seeing what a leading question is. And so her question is kind of like the old, you know, standard rhetorical question when you're going to law school is, you know, have you stopped beating your wife? Mm-hmm. You know, because there's no good answer to that. If you have stopped, that means you were beating her. And if you haven't stopped, you're a wife beater. So you can ask a rhetorical question in such a way that the only answer makes you look bad. And that's what this is kind of doing. And he's going to that. And this is an interview. I haven't got the gal's name, but this is CBSN. And, So that ought to tell you everything you know. Drop the C, drop the N, and you got BS. So let's continue with this.
You say doctored evidence.
The media has to start telling the right story in this country. The media is trying to divide this country. You are bloodthirsty for ratings. And as such, you're asking questions now that are already set up with a fact pattern. I can't believe you would ask me a question indicating that it's all right just to doctor a little bit of evidence. There's more stuff that we uncovered that they doctored, to be frank with you. And perhaps that will come out one day. But we won this case. And I'm not a sore loser, but what happened, or a sore winner, I should say, but what should happen is somebody should look at the conduct of these House managers. It's unconscionable, aside from all of the due process violations that my client had. And the media should be looking at a square, straight way. the straight way. When I watch the news, I watch one station and it's raining. I watch another station at the same time and it's sunny. Your coverage is so slanted, it's got to stop. You guys have to stop and start reporting more like PBS does rather than a TV news show that doesn't have any journalistic integrity at all.
Now, I'm going to stop it there again because this smacks of socialistic countries, Nazi Germany, if you will, the Minister of Propaganda, where they can doctor evidence, deny due process, have nobody can hold their feet to the fire on this stuff. But think about that. What happens when you're on the other side of the manufacturing of evidence that goes against you? This is what the secret police does in these countries. They manufacture evidence to get you. Okay? They don't need evidence, and that's where when this came over from the House, they didn't even look at the case because they figured they were going to manufacture the evidence to begin with. What else can you say? I mean, you know, and this goes to a quote. Okay, I got a quote here. This is Leon Trotsky. The end may justify the means as long as there is something that justifies the end. Now, okay, so if you kill a half a million people in Ukraine, that's okay because you got your Soviet, government. That's how these people think. Okay, whether it's the media or Congress. And now the media, they might just be shills and morons and getting a paycheck. But what about the guys that are in Congress manufacturing their freaking evidence? Now, this is not a little thing.
Well, more often than not, everything that we're seeing is manufactured evidence. That song, Fake Woke, just before we came back on air and when we left, right. That song got censored off of every single platform, YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, after it charted and trended at number one. Had no curse words in it. We played it here on the air. We played it last week. It trended. It got everybody's attention. Everybody was vibing with what the truth was actually coming out.
Yeah.
And then they go ahead and ban it because it's a little too close to home for them.
Well, and here's the other thing. If they got caught manufacturing evidence in this trial, what have they been doing the last 4 years?
Mm-hmm.
If they got caught manufacturing the evidence here, they got caught manufacturing the evidence in the whole Mueller investigation with the Steele dossier. These guys have been caught over and over and over again, and there's nothing happens to them.
And a lot of the government agencies, the same things. They've been manufacturing evidence.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, look at Cheryl Atkinson. What they tried to do to her husband.
This is the way these people do business. It's very much quite apparent. And that's exactly how they do business in the Soviet Union. That's exactly how they do business in communist China. You know, if you stand up against these people, now we haven't got that far yet, but we're not that far away from being that far. Because they're canceling people, they're propaganda. They are taking any truth off the air. That you know, they're fact checkers. They're censorship. All the above is where we're headed. Is exactly where these other countries have gone. And typically, at the end, there's a purge of some sort. Whether they put you in prison, whether they put you in Siberia, where they put you in a firing squad line.
Well, and this was back on February 2nd. New York Times faces backlash for report urging Biden administration to appoint a reality czar to combat disinformation.
Wow.
Was her name Goebbels? just saying. Because that's exactly what they did in Nazi Germany.
The New York Times is turning to the Biden administration to help solve our reality crisis and calling on the new president to appoint a reality czar to combat disinformation. The Times technology columnist Kevin Roos sounded the alarm Tuesday about the popularity of right-wing QAnon conspiracy theorists and unsubstantiated election fraud claims. President Trump pushed ahead in the January 6th Capitol Hill riot when he called the baseless theory that COVID-19 was manufactured in a Chinese lab. Basically, they're going through and saying, oh, we actually might need to make camps for these people and send all these people to re-education camps.
Yeah.
Wow.
Avenge me!
You got to wonder, the minute it says reality and Joe Biden in the same sentence, we got a problem, Houston.
Yeah,
well, I'm just saying.
Now we're going to have Rich and Lori, one or the two, or both call in after this. But I wanted to play this because it kind of cues that up, because what you're talking about is you're talking about censorship of any press or news that you disagree with if you're in the administration.
And the violation of the First Amendment, but, you know, that Constitution thing, that's just a dead
document.
Well, the
whole thing, I mean, the press, the speech, that's all the First Amendment, you know, and that's what they're talking about. If you have no opposition, then you can twist the narrative to anything you want it to be, and a lot of people are going to believe it, and that's the problem. That a free press is absolutely critical to a free society, and look at what's going on down at these vax things. You can't even get an interview. You know, the press has to be cleared, and gee, our local press is so all over this stuff. You know, they just tell the truth constantly.
Yeah, when they're given the information that is their own information from the people that are given the vaccines. And with that, we will go to a break. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
It's true that people have been sad.
People have been sad.
It's true that people have been gone.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
No,
no, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
This way, I
that Metallica for a while, but
been a minute.
Yeah, I gotta like that.
I'm with you on that one.
Not a big heavy metal guy, but you know, hey,
that's not heavy metal.
They are kind they're a heavy metal band, but that's what I'm saying. You know, I'm good with that.
But
that
it's just
good.
Like any band, you're gonna have some good songs.
Well, you know, when you got Kiss and they sang Beth, So I guess
with that, we do got a caller on the line. We've got Richard. Good morning, Richard.
Morning, everybody. How's everybody copying me on my my hip pocket phone?
Well, as long as you're not on your shoe phone, we can hear you.
Copy that.
Don't go on the telephone, boss.
lots happened yesterday. Kind of a continuation of our Shasta County Citizen Journalist exposés regarding the vaccination clinics. And a quick history for those that are not aware, Shasta County Citizen Journalist was born out of necessity about 6 months ago. The reason is, in our county, the true facts and data regarding the COVID-19, the virus, the testing, the PCR testing, the vaccination, the contents of the vaccination, everything, was not, I repeat, not being disclosed by our county government health officials, and we saw an urgent need to be able to put that information out to help protect our fellow citizens. That is that's the genesis of Citizen Journalists, and we have been going to these vaccination clinics paid for by public dollars and exposing this information, trying to do interviews, and we're getting pushback at every level.
Tried?
There was no exception.
Have you, Richard, just a quick question. Have you tried to contact them prior to the event and see if they'll, you know, just like they evidently the last time over there at Shasta College, they were saying something about, you know, you got to get a hold of the public information officer and then they'll let you in. Have you tried that? Has there been resistance there as well?
No, we absolutely have not asked for prior permission to show up to a publicly funded event on public property to cover freedom of the press issues. Absolutely, we have not. And the reason we have not is because legally and lawfully, we are not required to do that. And we are pressing this issue, and we're looking for total freedom of the press in Shasta County, and we are not going to stop until we get it.
Well, I understand your point, and that's a valid one, and I get it. And it's gone so far at this point, yeah, I get it. But I'm just wondering if it wouldn't smooth a few feathers over and you'd get what you'd want and get some cooperation.
I'll tell you why it will not, because what happened yesterday... Because of our exposés from citizen journalists, the county council office, not sure if it came from the top or not, has told HHS, Health and Human Services, as of yesterday, that they are allowed to set up a press area. Yesterday's press area, Mark and Linda and everybody, yesterday's press area was actually outside of the fairgrounds, outside of the fence line on the public street. KRCR showed up, and they were told that, and they went directly to the public street. Now,
we know that's total crap because that completely smacks of the Bundy thing where they were trying to put them into a rope area, which the freedom of the press and the First Amendment is not constrained by a certain location. It's the whole United States jurisdiction.
Correct.
So they just can't say, oh, we've decided that we're going to minimize the freedom of the press and the First Amendment by putting you in a box over here.
Which is why we are not looking for advance permission to show up to these publicly funded events, because they're still going to do the same thing. They're going to put us in a box and limit our access to the patients, the people showing up to do actual interviews, consensual interviews. And that is why we don't ask for prior permission, because they're not going to treat us any differently if we were to ask. Absolutely.
Wow. Well, so, I just kind of wanted to bring it up because, you know, I'm coming from the viewpoint of people listening, you know, that don't understand the kind of resistance that we've gotten, you know, here at the radio station as far as, getting out there and talking to people and so forth. And then from your perspective as well, you know, because we're not mainstream, because we're not towing the party line, because we're not in lockstep with, you know, the mainstream media, then we are getting branded as vexatious, basically, which is complete crap, right?
And as Linda said, we are citizen journalists. We are only disseminating the official information from the vaccine manufacturers. And if that's all we're doing, why are they? Why is the county and all this law enforcement trying to keep us from doing that? Huh? Question mark? And I have another comment regarding the overwhelming law enforcement response that occurred yesterday. It was over the top. Yesterday was over the top. We were monitoring police frequencies, and Anderson Police was there. Highway Patrol was there. The Anderson Police dispatched a disturbance of the peace verbal to the Anderson Fairgrounds by four people wearing vests. Yes, that was us. So somebody called in a false police report. They called in and lied. They lied. Now, all of our activities are Facebook Live streamed on Hermit Strawman's Facebook page. Everybody, please follow Hermit Strawman. He's the only one on Facebook. Follow his live feed and then watch his videos once they post. We don't create any disturbances whatsoever. Everything we do is on video for everybody to see, and somebody lied to the police about us causing a disturbance, yes, there will be ramifications for that.
So I would think that filing
a false report.
That's what I was just going to say. Filing a false report is a crime, as far as I remember.
It's a misdemeanor, and I'm going to be following up on that personally.
Okay, good. And what about the jurisdiction? I was just going to ask you, what about the jurisdiction of the Highway Patrol? You know, it seems strange that they would be over there. Isn't that a local jurisdiction, our sheriff or city police?
No.
No,
most fairgrounds, not all, but most, including Shasta, are state property. Highway Patrol has primary jurisdiction for law enforcement on state property to include DMVs, CAL FIRE stations, etc. So they're the primary agency. However, other local agencies absolutely can come aboard and enforce the law. But that's why the Highway Patrol was there. Now, five Highway Patrol cars, including a sergeant, two Anderson police cars, that's a total of seven. One or two of them was doubled up, so there was eight or nine law enforcement that showed up for this. Yes, and here's the key. Wow. When you watch the video eventually, you'll see that the Highway Patrol showed up, motioned us over. We moved over to a location. Highway Patrol moved a few feet away, had their little powwow, and they literally, after their powwow, they literally got in their vehicles and left without speaking to us. What does that tell you?
Wow, that's interesting. You know, I tried to play your video on Facebook. I got it was choppy, and I got some of it and so forth. But I see, and I opened it up on YouTube, and it's there. But it doesn't look like they're going to play it on Facebook. It's just, sorry, they're having trouble playing the video. Just so you know, on your
so
Facebook.
What happened?
On Hermit Strawman's. Yeah.
Right. What happens with Facebook and YouTube are when you initially go to a video and it shows you there's an error playing or cannot find or whatever,
right.
Here's a trick, and this is works. Here's a trick. You either reload the page or you close your browser, reopen the browser, go to the video. Guess what? A lot of times it will actually play for you. This is one of the, part of the shadow banning and censorship. They want you to see that it's not available, and they want you to move on and not try to get the video in another attempt. So try those two things. They have worked for me.
Okay,
and Richard,
good.
I'd suggest also getting on the platforms, both Minds and Rumble.
Rumble's been pretty good.
Wimkin as well, and start sharing that information there, because you'll find a lot of like-minded individuals. And Rumble also was it's so far free speech. I haven't seen any problems from them at all.
And on your platform, what are you using to play the videos? Are you using Rumble, or do you have your own player?
It's Rumble. You just end up uploading the videos, and you could just take the video from Facebook and put it up there. I mean, it's your video.
That's Fire's Embrace.
I'm at Rumble, and I recently just got it shortened down, so it's rumble.com/fires.
okay, very
and
well.
It does make a difference. I'm sorry, Richard, it does make a difference.
No,
if
ahead.
You're trying to do a computer or phone. I have a lot more issues on the phone versus the computer for viewing.
I'm just wondering if maybe you put it in shorter clips, you know, maybe do part one, part two, part three or something,
he did. Yeah. Hermit did that yesterday. Instead of having a 2.5-hour video, he did four separate videos. So the one I sent you on the chat this morning is part two. There are four parts to yesterday's event. And then as far as, Rumble, I have a Brighteon account, but you know what? We need help with the citizen journalists. We have a lot of stuff that is happening. And then once we do an event, there's a lot of work to do after the event, you know, to get the word out. And I'm managing six separate pages on my own, Facebook, Minds, Brighteon, et cetera, because of all my activism. I can't take on anymore, honestly. Neither can Lori. We need help. We need people to help. If somebody wants to volunteer, to get all of our pictures and photos and put them out on the platforms, we would absolutely love for somebody to help us.
No, I totally understand. You can get maxed out. Go ahead,
Sis. Well, I was going to say, how can they get a hold of you? What's the best way to get a hold of you and Lori if they want to do that?
We have an email. The acronym for Shasta County Citizen Journalist, SCCJ@protonmail.com. Anybody get a hold of us there? Let us know you want to help, contribute. We do have an East Coaster, by the way. We have somebody on the East Coast that have tapped into us. They want to start their own citizen journalism on the East Coast, so that's awesome.
Well, with that, we do need to go to a break. You can
right.
hang on with us, Richard, if you got more information to give us. This is KCNR.
If you have questions.
We probably will. KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Some mountain music.
That was Alabama. I know.
Jimmy.
I had to figure out how to spell blasphemy.
We do have a caller on the line that has a question for you, Rich. We've got right. Larry. Good morning, Larry. Oh.
Goodbye, Larry. Larry, give us a call back.
The question was basically, he would like to know how he could go about becoming a press person like you and Lori are.
Yeah, sending me an email to that email, sccj@porttommail.com, and then I'll get in touch with him.
Okay, there you go.
So repeat that slowly. SCCJ
at protonmail.com.
That's protonmail.com.
And also, folks, get a Proton Mail. Stop supporting these places that are turning around and they're literally reading your information. They're censoring your information. Mark, Linda, all of us, we email back and forth. They're sending all of our messages to spam on places like Gmail and on Live, which is Microsoft and otherwise.
I don't use Gmail at all. I use MSN Hot. It was MSN.com. I've had that email for 35 years. That's the only reason I keep using it because everybody has my email, you know. So I'll think about that. But we do have Richard.
Yeah.
So we got Richard back on the line. Are you there, Rich? Are you there, Richard?
Larry.
Yeah, we're making some progress.
Oh, Larry.
Larry.
Never mind. We got Larry back on the line.
No, he's
gone.
I'm all screwed up. I'm not sure what's going on.
Don't listen to him over there, Richard. What else you got for us, real quick?
We're making progress. Because of the harassment we've gotten, I did research and I had a 2-page handout for anybody, Health and Human Services, law enforcement, anybody, case laws, Ninth Circuit, California Court of Appeals, Supreme Court, et cetera, that validates independent media has equal access to press events, et cetera, et cetera.
Even the Ninth Circuit upheld that?
Oh, yeah, guess what? In 2003, does anybody know the name Javier Becerra? In 2003... he was a city councilman in Los Angeles who tried to exclude Telemundo Media from a publicly funded, publicly organized event. And guess who lost? Mr. Becerra lost. Telemundo won. Thank you very much. Once in a while.
Keep your attention to this one. Telemundo! I had to do that.
Once in a while, the courts actually get it right. Once in a great while.
Wow. Even the Ninth Circuit. Yeah,
so I'm handing that out now to try to preclude our harassment. That didn't work yesterday. I handed it out when we first got there to Carrie Schutte, and we still got sworn by the police, even after giving her that document. So, still lots of work to do, but we're making, I think, a little progress. The fact that the police yesterday did not directly contact us, I think they're becoming aware of our presence, our activity. And by the way, they probably thought, ooh, I don't know if we want to talk to that rich guy. Ooh, I don't know. Let's just go ahead and get in our cars and go.
Well,
and
they don't really have anything to stand on at the same time.
Well, this might take Title 18, Section 242 at some point, you know.
That's on my form.
Yeah.
That's on page two of that very form, 18 U.S. Code 242, and 42 U.S. Code 1983. Absolutely.
Yeah. Very good. Very good. Yeah.
So, Rich, I did have a question for you that you may have an answer for on it, or it might be something you'll defer to Lori here at another time. But I wanted to find out, what is the information that you're trying to share with these people that is on their actual pamphlets? That way we can kind of get the information out over the air now, if you have that in front of you.
Yesterday was the Moderna fact sheet from Moderna, who is actually producing this vaccine. It's not a vaccine, but that's what they're calling it. So the actual fact sheet from the producer of the vaccine is what we were trying to disseminate information on. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we had discussed a little bit about that last week, too, about how on their website it's not referred to at any point in time called a vaccine. It's called a software is what they call it.
Right.
Interesting.
Well, thank
stuff.
You, folks. Any other questions? Otherwise, I'll go.
Nope, I think that's it for now. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right, have a great day. Yeah, it's not a vaccine, but and it doesn't protect you, and it doesn't stop you from giving it to people, and it doesn't do anything but
I don't know. It's like stuff. We're definitely living in the freaking twilight zone. I mean,
well, let's hit this for a second. While all this Senate hearing has been going on, and it's been cover for Biden's open border plans. This is from Breitbart as of yesterday. The just completed impeachment trial for former President Donald J. Trump in the U.S. Senate provided cover for the administration to move forwards with plans to implement President Joe Biden's open border policies. The Department of Homeland Security, DHS, announced plans on Thursday to address the issues of migrants with active asylum claims previously ordered to remain in Mexico under the Migrant Protection Protocols program implemented during the President Trump administration. As part of the plan, an estimated 25,000 migrants believed to still be in Mexico under MPP will be allowed to enter through three designated sites across the southern border. According to the U.S. representatives, Harry Cellular, Cooler,
Cellular.
Can you hear me now? These sites will be in San Diego, El Paso, and Brownsville. So we're talking about 25,000 migrants that are going to be coming in over the border. I don't know if they're doing COVID checks on these people. I don't know if they're doing any of the rest of this stuff. So we got to stay in our homes. They don't have homes here, but we're turning around and bringing in all these other things during this quote-unquote pandemic. The worst part about it is I heard they had board games, and Uno especially, you can't play over there. They keep stealing the green cards.
Here's what I think. Here is exactly what I think about Joe Biden as a communist puppet.
I've heard that you're a low-down Yankee liar.
Just saying. We got a couple minutes. Let's listen. Let's finish out the Senate or the trial impeachment attorney at the Senate. And there's a few more minutes. We got a little bit of time to top the break. Let's go
we
with
got
it.
Three. So.
Okay. Oh. So here we go.
What I'm telling you is that they doctored evidence. And I believe your question says, well, it's only a Twitter check and changing a year of a date here. They switched the date of a Twitter a year to try to connect it to this case. That's not a small thing, ma'am. The other thing they did is they put a check mark on something to make it look like it was a validated account when it wasn't. And when they were caught, they didn't say anything about it. They didn't even try to come up with an excuse about it. And that's not the way our prosecutors or our government officials should be conducting themselves. And the media shouldn't be letting them get away with it either. I'm tired of the biased media on both sides, left and right. What this country wants, what this country needs, is this country to come together, to take the left and the right and find a middle ground and start responsibly being our public officials, our elected officials. And one of the reasons why they do it is because of the media, because the media wants to tell their narrative rather than just telling it like it is. And frankly, I'm tired of it. I'm not a media. I'm not in front of your cameras all the time. But what
right.
I've been subjected
Sir,
to this
I understand.
Last week.
I understand, yeah. And I've given you,
you
the opportunity.
You don't want to hear the truth. Yeah.
Okay. I've given you the opportunity. I will remind you that what I said was that for our viewers who have not been following all of the hours of this trial, to be clear about what you are speaking about. And I understand
I'm speaking
that
about
you
the House manager's
upset.
Failure to prove their case. That's what I'm telling
and
you. They weren't able to prove their
the
case.
Acquittal. You have won the acquittal of your client.
Yes,
and if you'd
I
like
did.
To continue to talk about this conversation, we can have that discussion.
I don't need
but,
to.
But for me to ask a question,
a slanted question that was set up
question.
To say it's okay for them to cheat. That was your question. Isn't it okay for
that.
Them to cheat?
I didn't
it's
say
just
that.
A little bit. You
no.
said, to be fair, it was
it's
only
fine.
A check on the Twitter.
Not...
That's what you said. You got to live by your word. That's the problem. The media has to start living by the truth and not try
All
to
right.
create a narrative.
Michael Van Der Veen,
yeah.
thank you for joining us. I do appreciate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, they're going to cut us off. Stay tuned for the second half of Solver Minds. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
No one says a word. Everybody's making love. No one really cares. There's napkins in the bathroom, just below the stairs.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House. Tens of thousands of people are without power in the Pacific Northwest after a winter storm blanketed the region with ice and snow. Authorities say it could be a day or more before electricity is fully restored to the Portland, Oregon area. Donald Trump's unprecedented second impeachment trial ended in an acquittal Saturday, the Democratic-led prosecution failing to garner enough Republican support to convict the former president of inciting the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says he voted to acquit because the Constitution says you can't impeach a former president.
We have no power to convict and disqualify a former office holder who is now a private citizen.
Seven Republicans joined all 50 Democrats, but they fell 10 votes shy of the 67 needed to find Mr. Trump guilty. The former president is speaking out after being acquitted by the Senate. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
After being found not guilty by the Senate, the former president issued a statement thanking his legal team and members of Congress who, he said, stood proudly for the Constitution. The statement made no mention of the January 6th Capitol riot. Mr. Trump complained that the impeachment trial was yet another phase of the greatest witch hunt in the history of the country. He also said the Make America Great Again movement has only just begun and that he will have much to share in the months ahead. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Average of daily new coronavirus cases in the United States have dipped below 100,000 in recent days for the first time in months. The average dropped below 100,000 on Friday for the first time since November 4th and stayed below 100,000 yesterday. President Biden has signed an executive order reestablishing the White House Office of Faith-Based and Neighborhood Partnerships. That's a 20-year-old initiative first put in place by President George W. Bush. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-2085. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-2085. 800-555-2085.
President Biden says more coronavirus vaccine is on the way, but adds the public needs to be patient.
The president announced last week that the U.S. has secured 600 million doses of vaccine to be delivered by the end of July. But he also warned that the effort of getting all Americans vaccinated still faces gigantic logistical hurdles.
And this will be one of the most difficult operational challenges we have ever undertaken as a nation. It's going to take time.
And the president is urging Americans not to let their guard down, pointing out that January was the deadliest month of the pandemic. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Though many people with disabilities are more vulnerable to COVID-19, in some U.S. states they're being left behind in a massive effort to get limited vaccines into the arms of those who need them most. People with disabilities have been pushed down the priority list in places like North Carolina and California, where the state reversed course after days of public pressure. News and analysis at townhall.com. Construction on part of a $1 billion electricity transmission corridor is on hold because of legal action, but that hasn't halted all construction.
Workers last week installed the first of more than 800 metal poles on a widening portion of existing corridor that's part of the project near the Forks in western Maine. The work is getting started even though a federal appeals court delayed construction on a new 53-mile section. Three conservation groups want to delay the project so the Army Corps of Engineers can conduct a more rigorous environmental review.
Correspondent Ken Lorman reporting. Some police departments around the country are expanding the use of voluntary registries of disabled people to include those with mental illness. It's part of an effort to improve how police interact with people with mental illness
and avoid deadly shootings by officers. Nearly a quarter of fatal shootings by police in the U.S. involve mentally ill people. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Like the pine trees lining the winding road, I've got a name, I've got a name. Like a singing bird in the croaking toad, I've got a name, I've got a name. And I carry it with me like my daddy did, but I'm living the dream that he kept here. Moving me down the highway, rolling me down the highway, moving ahead so life won't pass me by.
Sovereign Mind Radio, a little Jim Croce there from back in the day.
Jimmy, what's the matter today?
What the heck's
going
on,
Jim?
What the heck's going on out there?
I must have your mind someplace else.
Cat Stevens?
Wow.
I think he's playing I think he's playing a little cat and mouse with us. Just saying. Okay, so we just pulled up this story, CDC exposed. This is from the 9th, inflated COVID deaths by 1,600% throughout the election, violated multiple federal laws, peer-reviewed study finds, state and local governments must act. You know, and I posted that, and immediately I got a false information fact checker.
So what does that tell you? It comes right from the CDC, and Facebook says, nope, that isn't good.
And here's why. The CDC did not inflate the numbers. Fact check. You know, also, we're supposed to believe the fact checkers
right,
and not go to the guys that are giving the information out, right?
Well, and the fact checkers, we've been over this. It's nauseam. And you go through and you look at it, it's like, did Donald Trump save a burning building full of small children? Then they put in the caption, did Donald Trump save a bunch of children from a burning building wearing sneakers?
Hold that. Fact check. Hold that. Hold that headline. I want you to say it after this.
Did Donald Trump save a bunch of children, orphans, from a burning building wearing sneakers? Fact check, false. Donald Trump did not save a bunch of children from a burning building while wearing sneakers. He was wearing boots.
Yeah. In an orange suit.
I don't even know how to top that one at all. That was great. So that's where, you know, I guess I have to pull up the Twilight Zone here soon because.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
And there you go. It's the sound of silence. That's
okay. While you guys are thinking, I want to let people know that the next Board of Supervisors is February 23rd.
Mark it in your calendars.
And 9 a.m. on that one.
9 a.m.?
Yep. Oh. And next COVID-19 is Wednesday the 17th. I'm not sure. I need some clarification.
Next COVID-19? So we're having a COVID-19 event?
you got to clarify it.
Hold on.
Oh, I guess that's with Randstrom. You know how they do their health and service, human services meetings? It's a COVID-19.
A COVID-19 event.
Yes.
Oh, hold on.
Here
hold
we
on.
Go.
We've got a COVID-19 event.
At this point in time, the Board of Supervisors are plotting against you putting together a COVID-19 event. We've used this event to shut down your businesses. Take away your religious freedoms. You shall not sing in church. The Empire has spoken.
Don't forget your hydroxychloroquine. Oh, boy. So we probably should get on to a couple of serious issues.
How about this one? So speaking of the empire, let's first think about this.
Which empire?
Who pays taxes?
Who pays taxes?
This is a rhetorical question.
This is a trick question, right?
Are we at the Twilight Zone again?
Hold on. I know I knew this once, but you know, I had to think about it a long and hard time. And so,
one syllable.
Us.
Oh, okay, okay. So now that we have that out of the way, where does the government get their money?
They print it.
Yeah.
Well, that too.
Off the computer.
So, here's one from yesterday. Dems include money for abortion providers in $1.9 trillion COVID aid package, which is our money loaned back to us at interest minus government money taking over. So instead of, like, looking forwards to, say, I don't know, 18 years from today, they're going to say, hey, let's go ahead and kill the people who are going to pay taxes that are actually going to help pay this bill back, and let's go ahead and bring in all the migrants who will vote the way that we want them to vote because we're their saviors, and we're going to let them into this country and give them all these special privileges that you, the American citizen, don't have. Huh.
Wow. Sounds
funny,
like,
how that's up, yeah, there on their list of things to do. Let's go ahead and do this. So $1.9 trillion stimulus package, Democrats say, aims to reboost the economy, provides a $50 million boost to the Title X family planning program, which under the Biden administration will supply abortion providers such as Planned Parenthood with government funds. I'm sorry, killing your kid isn't family planning. It's murder.
Wow.
They're saying it's okay for them to do the COVID shot. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Pregnant women. It's like, whoa.
Well, and you already had one kid that died after getting the COVID shot. I mean, you look at these things, they want to turn around and decrease the population. That's been one of the things that's on their mind for a long time. You look at Bill Gates, you look at Bill Gates' father, you've got this guy who, Bill Gates' dad was a eugenicist. He worked heavily with Planned Parenthood. They ended up going into minority neighborhoods and setting up these clinics to help a eugenics process by helping to get minorities to kill their children.
I'm really glad that you brought the Bill Gates part up. just because I got a cartoon. But I want to play some of this cartoon, but I guess let's go to Jimmy first.
We've got Jimmy on the line. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning. I love this show. It's great.
Hey, and you're messing with us.
We're talking about illegal aliens. And we all know that they're coming up here in droves from Central America. We've seen them breaking through the border, I believe Guatemala, these huge caravans of people. I'm a bit confused, and I wish somebody would ask Joe Biden this question, but they probably won't. So I'd like to ask you folks if you can answer this question. With the losses of jobs during this COVID crisis, where do these people expect to get these illegals to get jobs from?
A pipeline?
They're not planning on it? They're going to collect
buddy.
Their welfare?
I know. I wish somebody would ask Joe Biden that, but of course they won't.
Well, that's a great valid point. When you start looking around, everything that's left, there was, for instance, there's the city that has Amazon Fresh, and it says Amazon Fresh open, and all across this entire street, everything else is closed down except for Amazon Fresh. So you got all these small businesses that are put out of business, and I resent calling them small businesses because they're local businesses. Small business is just a business that has under $10 million a year. That's what they call it. So when you talk about a million small businesses being gone, you're talking about people's jobs, people's livelihoods. They're not getting unemployment when they lose their business. They're watching their lives and their dreams, their livelihoods, and they're watching themselves slip into poverty and become impoverished. It's sickening.
Right. And so getting back to the impeachment trial, like the last impeachment trial, I watched almost every minute of it. Have you guys ever see Clockwork Orange?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Remember the part where they had the guy in the movie theater in a straitjacket with his eyes pinned open, putting water in his eyes?
Yes.
Making him watch that film? That's what it was like for me watching these Democrats present their case. And it was completely pathetic. They completely lied. They would get up there and repetitiously say the same things over and over again. And I thought it was funny because I called into a show yesterday right when the House or the Senate voted to call witnesses. And I'm like, are you kidding me? They're going to really do that? And, of course, as soon as they they said they were going to bring the mayor of D.C. and Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell, who knew that trouble was coming, and they refused extra law enforcement. They knew this was that was going to happen. And as soon as they heard that those people were going to be called, they backed out. What does that tell you?
Well, it tells me they're afraid of Donald Trump is what this whole thing tells me, is because,
yeah.
You know, then a guy on the hot mic was talking about the fact that, you know, if Donald Trump would concede the election, that the troops would go away. I mean, they cut that. I can't remember the guy's name. They cut it on a hot mic. It's like, what does that even mean? What are they even talking about?
Did you hear Leahy's hot mic moment?
No, I'm not sure. There's so many.
Already. Yeah, he said, and I won't say the word, I'll use something else, but he says, this is totally effed up.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Look for it. You'll.
Oh, I'm sure we could find it if we had to.
And another thing, you know what else is funny, too, is ABC, when they aired the live Senate hearing, they did not cut out any swear words, like the F word. They would say the F word and all these things, and they'd even put it on the closed caption. I mean, isn't that against FCC rules?
Mm-hmm. It is for the rest of us.
Yeah. Anyways, thanks for letting me bench,
rules
guys.
For thee, but not for me. You're welcome, Jimmy. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thanks for calling in.
Hi, guys.
With
Bye.
That, we need to go to a break. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 14. 60.com.
out. We're going to find Jimmy's place in the sun. It's there, Casey. And, you know, the top five radio programs, and I got to say he's pretty good, but he has screwed up a little bit. Either that or he's pulling our leg, but we still love him anyway.
I don't know. His wife's having a good time. According to the chat room, she's...
Well, did I miss something?
She's laughing at him. She's having fun.
I'm glad
she's having a happy Valentine's Day to his wife.
Wow. There you have it. So we do have a caller, and then I want to go to this cartoon. So let's do the caller first.
We've got Hermit.
Hermit Strawman.
On the line. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show as always. Just want to make some comments on yesterday's experience at the Tessa Fairgrounds vax clinic that they had.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was really interesting. Just sitting there witnessing, and of course I was videoing it all. It's all on Facebook. But it was really interesting when we got to the holding area where people would go after they were, you know, quote unquote vaccinated with this experimental drug. Towards the end of our little visit, we were actually doing their job. Lori was out there directing traffic because the patients had no idea where to go. They weren't instructed. And so this was really concerning, you know, as people were watching on the live stream, they were actually witnessing people leaving and not actually going to the waiting area where they were supposed to go for 15 minutes, in which there was a sign that said, honk if you feel like you're having a reaction.
Wow. Good.
So they weren't even watching people after they got vaccinated to make sure that they went into the area to observe, to make sure there was no issues?
Right. Yes, and we actually had people leaving, going home, going to have some lunch.
Wow.
Right after. Instead of,
but
yeah,
I mean, how screwed up is that to begin with? I mean, shouldn't they just say, "Listen, you just wait over here for a half an hour to see if you have an adverse reaction or something," or do you wait till you're alongside the freeway, crashed into a guardrail or something?
Exactly.
Yeah.
These people.
Yeah. So that was very concerning because, you know, it could... there's all kinds of things that can happen after that. A kid could be walking down the street and all of a sudden the person has, you know, a heart attack or a seizure, whatever, you know, and then so who felt liable for that? There's just so much that's going wrong with this whole situation. It's very unprofessional. And then they have we saw one nurse. We saw one lady that had a nurse, on the back of her shirt, and she refused to give us comment. And all I wanted to know was if there was any other nurses that were there on site. She didn't have any equipment on her. She might have had some EpiPens in her cargo pocket, but there was no ambulance. We never witnessed an ambulance right there at the waiting area.
Well, here's a post from Mark Muser, and this is what we're dealing with. This kind of capsulizes what you're talking about. Did you know that COVID-19 is dangerous in the second level of an underground basement, but not in the first? Yes, in his city, they have closed down the second level of an underground garage because of COVID. Aren't you glad we have such wise leaders who know how to read scientific literature and are able to understand that COVID is dangerous at 20 feet above ground or underground, but not dangerous at 10 feet?
Mm-hmm. It's like how you walk in and you sit down at a restaurant. Once you sit down, then the next thing you know, you're immune to COVID. You can take off your mask then at that point. But now it's two masks, or possibly three masks, or possibly one mask. But you know, the efficacy of all of these things are great. So this is from military.com right here. The Pentagon announced Friday it will deploy about 3,600 additional military personnel to support COVID-19 vaccination sites around the country. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has authorized an additional 20 teams to support a federal emergency management agency request. One could ultimately require close to 19,000 service members to assist at vaccine sites, Pentagon spokesperson John Kirby told reporters on Friday.
Well, I'm posting a story right now. Dennis Prager says, instead of following science on COVID, we followed the scientists, and they let us off a cliff.
Well, let me get this straight. So they put the press in an area and quarantine them, basically, said that this is the only place you can be.
No, that's the only place you can have free speech.
Okay, but you will give you a vaccine and give you a pass to drive away without anything. Okay.
Sounds like the military. They just run you through the line and boom,
get the hell out of here, you know?
Do some push-ups.
Well, and let's talk a little bit about, for a second, the crud that's going on over with Cuomo. and how there's this massive cover-up that now finally is coming to the light for the mainstream media that we've already been talking about for a while. Why was he putting kids who were sick, COVID-positive kids in with the nursing home patients? We're talking about close to around 12, 13,000 people that are directly related to his orders that have died because of his orders from this. And he says he doesn't want to have anybody be profiled for having COVID going back into nursing homes. It's a freaking virus.
So when is the next crap show, Hermit?
So we will find out on Tuesday. It seems like they're doing a follow-up after every event. There's that incubation period for the Moderna. It's about 4 weeks. So this next one will be this Saturday, and then there'll be another one the following Saturday. So it seems like they're doing this routine Saturday deal for the mass vaccination clinics, but people are still getting them at Safeway. They're getting them at all these other pharmacies that are providing this vaccine. So we'll find out Tuesday. That's when public health will release it on their website, on ShastaReady.org. They said TBA to be announced. But I wanted to emphasize real quick as well. We were there trying to get interviews with people to see if they've been given informed consent, right? So what that means is that they know the risk. They looked at the fact sheet. So we were just going around, consensual, making sure that people were willing to have an interview and just have a couple questions. Have you guys looked at the Moderna fact sheet? This is what the manufacturer Moderna should be providing for the patient. Through the people that are administering the vaccine, and you'd be surprised. Well, maybe you wouldn't be surprised, but there's so many people that aren't aware that this is an EUA, that there's no vaccine insert under the emergency use authorization, right? So this is what they get. The fact sheet is all that they get during this emergency use. And they didn't know that the coronavirus isn't even in the vaccine. It's not an ingredient. It's just a straight mRNA. It's a completely different type of experimental, gene therapy type of drug. So we were just there. We wanted to see how many people actually knew what they were having injected into them. And, of course, they don't like us. They were on us right away, just as they were the last three Saturdays. And, as Rich called in earlier, we do need help, guys. We need support. We just, even if you just showed up and supported us, it'd be huge for us.
How do they get a hold of you, Hermit?
Well, you can get a hold of me on Facebook. And then Rich Blair, I don't know if he put his information out there, but the Shasta County Citizen Journalist page, Lori is also really involved. If you could just get a hold of me through Facebook, that'd be perfect.
Perfect.
All right, Hermit, see if you can start getting yourself on some of these other platforms, because with these crackdowns coming on, you're probably not going to have a voice there very much longer.
Yeah, did I miss it? When is the next one going to be?
Saturday. We don't know the location exactly yet.
Okay.
Not till Tuesday.
Well, hey, thanks for the call, Hermit. We appreciate it. By all means.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
All right. Very good.
All right. You have a nice day.
Most of these people are disconnected from the reality that the press is supposed to be a check on the government, mm-hmm. and that's the big problem. Is that they're going along with whatever the agenda is. The Democratic agenda, the government agenda. The press is supposed to be the one that is calling them out and reporting the truth. And why are they pushing back against these guys that are just trying to do interviews and get it out there? Because just like everything, they have to divide us by branding us as right-wing nut jobs or branding us this. That's how they did it in Germany. They branded the Jews. It's like the gal on the Mandalorian thing where, she got branded because she said basically what they're doing is like Nazi Germany. They tell a big enough lie and they brand people as something to be attacked.
We need to preface this, too, because it wasn't even saying that that's what they were doing. She said, and what her actual thing was, it wasn't right, it wasn't left. All she said is, in Germany, how they got the people to go along with this is they convinced them to hate their neighbors.
Right.
That's all she said.
Yep.
And then they ended up
firing her. And
yep.
They fired her. They took her off of her talent agency. But there is good news from that because Daily Wire actually said they're going to come and they're going to put together their own show with her. She's going to direct
it
and act in
it. That's
Ben Shapiro.
Ben Shapiro, yeah. Absolutely.
And he just had another movie that came out. And once again, look at the censorship on it. So on Rotten Tomatoes, you have like 25% rotten from the critics and 85% loved it. from the actual people that watched it on their Run, Hide, Fight movie. And we need to start supporting these movements of conservative media and having these other channels so that when they try to come for us, we have our own networks. We have our own places. But it's where it's headed.
Yeah, just so before we go to a break, I do have a phone number for people that want to get involved with what we've been talking about with the COVID. It's Lori's phone number, and it's 530-247-3925. Thank you, Lori, for that. We appreciate it.
Before we go to the break.
People go.
The slaves are mine. Their lives are mine. All that they own is mine. I do not know your God, nor will I let Israel go.
Moses.
Who are you to make their lives bitter in hard bondage? Man shall be ruled by law, not by the will of other men.
Who is this God that I should let your people go?
Well, we were going to a break, but Travis is on the phone. We'll give him. Oh, he's ready to go.
Let's
so with that, we're going to
about
to
ready
a
to go
break.
Back into it. Doggone it.
KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
And I don't know a soul who's not been battered. I don't have a friend who feels at ease. I don't know a dream that's not been shattered or driven to its knees. Ah, but it's all right. It's all right. For we've lived so well. So long. Still, when I think of the road we're traveling on, I wonder what's gone wrong. I can't help but wonder what's gone wrong. And I dreamed I was dying. Dreamed that my soul rose unexpectedly, and looking back down at me, smiled reassuringly. And I dreamed I was flying, and high up above, my eyes could clearly see the Statue of Liberty sailing away to sea.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Thank you. Yeah, Jimmy. Kick his own butt. Yeah. Was that Run DMC?
Oh, if you're to believe Camilla, it was Biggie.
The chat room has just been off the charts. Funny. Yeah. I mean, it's been great. But let's go to our guests, and then we're going to this cartoon.
Oh, wait.
I promise you, we have to.
Oh, Travis is on the phone, so he's ready to go. All right, Larry, are you there?
Yes.
What you got for us, Larry?
I'm trying to see how I go about getting a citizen journalist identification of sorts for reporting bad government.
Well, you could go to U.S. I don't have it off the top of my head. But getting a credential is not what you need. You just need to get a press pass. You can create your own press pass. You can get them online because there is no real requirement to be in the press.
We the people are the press.
Yes.
Well, okay. Then I'm trying to get an audience with a judge face-to-face.
Right.
And they won't do it.
Yeah, that's a tough one because you're going to have to go public or do something to try to force his hand into it. I'm not sure what the answer to that is.
Well, even he's probably not going to end up doing it with you. I mean, you could do the stuff to where you wait for him and try to talk to him when it comes out. But
yeah, because they can decline comment.
Yeah, at any point in time, you're probably going to run into declining comments one way or another, and you end up seeing this throughout media and otherwise. It basically is... There's bad folks out there that don't want to turn around and talk about the crimes.
We have a Fifth Amendment right to not speak, too, you know. And,
I understand.
Yeah, so.
I'm just, you know, you go through the motions. I pay all the fees. I go to the courthouse. I get my paperwork. I get me a paper server, you know, a process server hired. Mm-hmm. Serve papers to get this person into court. And I get sent out into the hallway with them, and no one's there but me and her.
Yeah, maybe go to the DA. I don't know. That's a good old boy game out there right now.
I know it is.
It's a problem.
It's terrible. I guess I can create my own press pass and just report it as it goes.
That's what I would do. And you might call up Rich and Lori and Hermit and talk to them. Maybe they'll have some ideas that'll help you out.
All right, you got a phone number that I could reach one of them?
Yes, we do.
I just read it. Hold on. I'm going back.
Or you can go to...
It is 530-247-3925, and that's for Lori, Lori.
And that'll connect the dots for you.
Okay, I appreciate you very much, folks.
All right,
not a problem. Thanks for calling in.
You guys are doing a wonderful job. Keep it up. I'm 73, and I ain't quit.
good man.
That's a good job, buddy.
All right, hang in there.
All right, we're going to play this cartoon now, because this is important to understand. I mean, I posted this on Facebook. You can watch the whole thing. We're just going to pull out the clips of it. The title of it is Creepy Kids Video Pass. This is the title of the article. What if Bill Gates disappeared? Creepy Kids Video praises Bill Gates as the defender of Earth's climate from those evil fossil fuels. And, I mean, so it starts off with what if Batman disappeared? Are we ready to go here? All right, cool. So let's play this up, and then I'm gonna stop and cue a couple things so you get it. But here we go.
It's awesome time. What if Batman disappeared?
No problem. Like Batman, even I am not scared of anybody.
Oh, I'm sorry. Firstly, if Batman disappeared, Joker would be the happiest villain in town. Secondly, if Batman disappeared, popularity of Batwoman might go up by a notch.
Okay, so let's do the next one. This is what if Iron Man disappeared?
What if Iron Man disappeared?
Huh? No problem. I will eat spinach and become as strong as Iron Man.
Oh, Firstly, if Iron Man disappears, other superheroes of the Marvel Universe will surely miss their best friend. Secondly, if Iron Man disappeared, Superman will have one less competition in the race for the ultimate superhero.
Okay, let's go to Superman now.
What if Superman disappeared?
Oh!
No problem.
Huh?
Now, some will save everybody.
Oh, some. Firstly, if Superman disappeared, the greatest superhero of all time will be missed by billions worldwide. Secondly, if Superman disappeared, billions will be the happiest people on the face of the Earth. Thirdly, if Superman disappeared, Superman merchandise will start selling like hotcakes.
Okay, now, here's the next one.
What if Bill Gates disappeared?
No problem. I will buy many Gates and solve the problem.
Firstly, Bill Gates is the third richest person. If Bill Gates disappears, a highly respected billionaire will be missed by many. Secondly, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is the largest private charitable foundation worldwide. If Bill Gates disappeared, philanthropy will take a big hit. Thirdly, Bill Gates co-founded the Giving Pledge. Herein, billionaires pledge at least half of their wealth to philanthropy. If Bill Gates disappeared, this wonderful initiative may die down. Fourthly, Bill Gates is a leader in the climate change fight. If Bill Gates disappeared, climate conservation efforts may take a hit.
Now, think about this. This is a kid's children's cartoon where they're comparing Bill Gates with a superhero. They're talking about he's funding all of these organizations, which, by the way, have agendas that are not necessarily in line with the Constitution and our freedoms. And so when you look at this, what kind of a propaganda crap is this for our kids? I mean, you know, and the height of hubris. I mean, Bill Gates is, you know, like in the category with Batman, Superman, Iron Man to kids.
Well, and look at this, for instance, too. So Bill Gates just happens to be accumulating shares of CN Rail for years now, a wide moat company that many of us like to refer to as North America's most efficient railway. Now, who's going to make a lot of money from the Keystone Pipeline not starting to pump all of that oil down here? Who's going to make that money?
And it's interesting that all of a sudden Bill Gates is not an evil rich guy.
That's what I was going to say.
And he's buying up all the farmland and now is the largest landowner of farmland.
He's the biggest guy behind all the vaccines. You know, I mean, so let's play just the last part of the Bill Gates thing here and see what else we got.
Fifthly, Bill Gates has funded many startups working in clean energy. If Bill Gates disappeared, fossil fuels might make a comeback. Lastly, if Bill Gates disappeared, Warren Buffett, the famous American investor, will dearly miss his best friend.
Wow.
So let's get rid of fossil fuels. That's the goal. Try doing that for a couple of days and see how that pans out.
Yeah, because, you know, solar always works when there's cloud cover and when it's nighttime, and wind always works when it's not windy.
Well, you tell me of a product, really, that doesn't have petroleum byproducts in it somewhere, somehow.
It would
plastics, glasses, just about anything that you possibly can imagine using, and probably 99% of everything that comes out of China.
Yeah.
Oh, but China's really worried about climate change, aren't they?
Oh, China's so sweet. They just
and
they
how are
we going
to power our electric cars when
I mean, maybe he
there's
should
no
be the
diesel
next
or anything? I'm just saying, how do you charge your car?
Where do we get our electricity from?
Yeah.
Maybe he should be the next superhero, Xiao Jinping. You know, he could have an X on his freaking chest and you know, the CCP on his back, and we can show clips of Tiananmen Square or something. You know, I mean,
that's really scary, though, that they're painting him such a good person.
I guess we don't. I guess we don't
to the children.
He's his own little demigod now at this point.
Yeah.
And with that, we're going to go to a break. Lori, hang on. We will catch you on the other side. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
is so much that we need to share. So send a smile and show you care.
This Valentine's Day, give the gift of Turtle Bay. Get 2 free bonus months when you purchase any level Turtle Bay membership. Or book a behind-the-scenes experience and meet Timber, our North American beaver. To learn more, visit turtlebay.org and get the perfect gift for the animal lover in your life.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing on all smart beds. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m., on KCNR, 1460 AM, or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
This Valentine's Day, give the gift of Turtle Bay. Get 2 free bonus months when you purchase any level Turtle Bay membership. Or book a behind-the-scenes experience and meet Timber, our North American beaver. To learn more, visit turtlebay.org and get the perfect gift for the animal lover in your life.
Hard it, you know. I was just typing in there. Yes, Jimmy, you've redeemed yourself. And before I got it, you got it. Redemption is mine. You have redeemed yourself. So I guess I forgot to put the ED on there. So let's talk about the Chinese Communist Party.
We
got to do the caller first. Yeah. We got Lori. Okay. Never mind. I lost track. I was too busy reading.
Good morning, Lori. What you got for us?
Oh, my God. I'm going to give you bumped ahead of the Chinese Communist Party. Oh, my God. Well, it fits because this is all about suppression, censorship, and all of the rest of the
Chinese tactics?
Yes. Yes, this is awful, and all I want to share is if people had been a part of these mass vaccination clinics, quote-unquote, they had better get, and I don't think they got the information on how to report a vaccine injury or an adverse reaction. I will give 3 sites and 1 from the government, which I do not trust the more I look, and I'll do that. And number one, if you have not been aware of what is happening to people, it's video footage of people having convulsions, seizures, near-death experiences from these vaccines. Please go to vaccineimpact.com. And the second one is Vax DAXXTracker.com. And the third one, ChildrensHealthDefense.org. That is the one by Robert F. Kennedy, Jr., who is a children's health defender. He's been doing all the Monsanto, glyphosate, and all the rest. He was dropped by Instagram. Again, like I just said, depression, censorship, they don't want to hear about the truther information. So back to yesterday's big event at the Shasta Fairgrounds, the third one in a row, where they're suppressing. They're not giving people the five-page handout yesterday. We were. Corey,
wow. So what
myself,
are they giving the people?
Richard, we're handing out the propaganda narrative. I'm sorry to say that. I'm very sad to admit that. But when they abandoned their post of entering and exiting this patient-doctor-privileged area that they rented or leased out, I'm sorry, you had no one there. People were driving away. I felt compelled, and it's on video, to tell these people, you have to go to the recovery area. Did you get this five-page handout? No, you didn't? Okay, well then let me do their job. I'm going to bill these people. I swear, I need to bill these people.
So what were they doing? They would just take the people in line, not give them any information, give them a shot and say, be on your way and don't come back?
We were so horribly blocked at the beginning because they raced toward us to send us off into the hinterlands, out into the bog. You know, if we could be a mile away, they'd be happy. Oh, that's how we're going to do media? I don't
know.
Kind
of how they hold elections.
Exactly. In the middle of the night, Mark. Yes.
Yep.
And we're going to pull out these luggage cases from some table at 2 in the morning. Right.
Yeah.
Well, and look at, too, also, even amongst the vaccinations and these people who are getting so woke, there was an Indian doctor this past week who they accused of stealing vaccines and giving them out to people. And they were so woke because they said he had too many Indian names on the list. So the story was...
What?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not even kidding. They said that he had too many Indian names on the list, and so they were looking into him for it. And that's one of the reasons why he was getting in trouble for it. But he had this vial of vaccine that was about to expire, and he needed to get it out. So he started calling everybody on his way back and saying, hey, do you have anybody who's elderly or anybody who's infirm or anybody who's at risk so I can get them this vaccine? Well, now they're turning around and prosecuting him. They're trying to go after him. He had news media outside of his family home, and they're basically trying to destroy his life because he gave too many Indians the vaccine. You have to be at equality across all of them.
Very good point, because these people are so desperate, so mesmerized, so brainwashed that they can think they can falsify. And how do you steal vaccines and make up for the lot number, the batch number, the records, the data, the card that you're supposed to fill out? How do you steal this crap, this toxic brew, and then go vaccinate your friends that are on some private list? Are you kidding?
And then the fact that the government says, we're the only ones that can do that.
Well, and in closing, I was just going to give you the VAERS, which is VAERS.HHS.gov. That's a governmental reporting agency, which only gets approximately, per my research, 1 to 5% of the reports.
Mm-hmm.
They bury this. They don't list it. They don't want this to look how bad it is, how evil, how horrid, and that's why it's a cover-up. And they're disguising it so people think that it's completely fine, it's safe, it's effective, blah, blah, blah. No. Do your research. It's still there, people. I find it. I might have to spend a couple more minutes finding it, but it's there.
Yeah. Well,
and
that's the thing. They bury everything
your
so
teachers,
deep.
You're next. You're on the chopping block.
Yeah. Well, you know, my thing is that, you know, maybe a lot or most of the people that get vaccinated don't have any side effects, but how many that do, and why are they lying to us about it?
Mm-hmm. That's the point. Is this for the greater good that you're going to take a crapshoot and that every so often people just croak out, fall apart, and die? Mm-hmm. That is not for the greater good.
Well, they're misleading the people.
That's not informed consent.
You got to break a few eggs to make an omelet.
Yeah, but they're misleading the people. They're not even truthful. It's not a vaccine. If they really cared and wanted to do what they're supposed to do, why don't they tell the people exactly what it is?
Yeah. Linda, you're perfectly right, and this is why I keep referring people to Dr. David Martin, an MD, David Martin, and he's got YouTube videos. He's exposing this truth or information. Mm-hmm. I'm worried about all these other people that are whistleblowers. because their lives are sometimes cut short.
Well, there's the front line doctors. There's the front line doctors as well that have been yelling this from the top of the roofs. So, listen, we got to move on. We got about 5 minutes left.
Thanks for taking my call, you guys. Yeah.
Thanks for calling in, Lori.
We want to get a little bit of the CCP in before we stop here. You know, one of the things that Mike Pompeo declared on his last day as the U.S. Secretary of State, he declared the Chinese government was committing genocide and crimes against humanity against the Uyghurs and released an official State Department statement condemning the camps and making America one of the 39 countries to condemn the horrors committed by the Communist Party. However, Biden administration, you know, is taking a different take, and you have to ask yourself, okay, they're not holding these. Is there a conflict of interest? Not to mention that he's not holding China to account. He's seeking to pursue a different attitude than his predecessor. His foreign policy, Asian czar. We have an Asian czar now, by the way, Kurt Campbell. Also has ties to Hunter Biden and the communist, the Chinese spy chief.
Well, and let's talk about this thing that's going on with the Uyghur population.
One more question. Okay. And here's the question, then we'll talk about it. This question is the Biden administration in the pocket of the CCP?
Yes. Yes, clearly. I mean, so how about this? You had the Biden administration having a professor from China who had a video that got censored off talking about how they owned him and how once he's back in, everything's going to go back to normal and everything's going to get better. So we see this taking place. We see these big companies like Disney going and shooting Mulan in the Uyghur territories where they have these concentration camps, where they're doing forced sterilization, where they're doing genocide, where they're disappearing people, where you have all of the rest of these things taking place, and then Disney has the audacity to put thank you in the credits to the Chinese security forces, which are holding these people prisoner, and then at the same time, they're talking about turning around and kicking somebody off, like Gina, who just turned around and said, hey, we probably should not hate your neighbor. I mean, this is absolute insanity, and these NBAs and the rest of these folks at the all the other sports teams and all the rest of it who are going out there and saying that, oh, we have this huge problem with racism and all the rest of this, when literally they're supporting a machine that is killing people right now as we speak and force sterilizing them. They're as bad as sitting on Pinocchio's face and telling him, lie to me.
Wow. I'm not sure where we're. I think
The Pinocchio thing. We're to the end of the show anyway, so we got about 1 minute to go, guys.
So with that said, don't take any wooden Geppettos. I don't know. So I guess we're gonna get the. Oh, we got 1 minute left, huh?
Well, in that regard, too. So China also, due to this Biden executive order, this was brought up by Oria last week, we ended up seeing that China now has access to turn around and send our transformers over here, which creates a huge security gap and risk within our country and our security grid.
We're done. We're at the end.
Top.
Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and fearful master. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio.
We'll catch you all next week. Have a great week. Get plugged into something and help us out. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.